previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Eskom's maintenance work is not up to scratch and is not yielding the desired results. That's according to the utility's chief operating officer, Jan Oberholzer, briefing the media in Johannesburg. The standard and quality of work is not what it should be, said Oberholzer, owing to the lack of skills, particularly artisan skills and skilled operators both in Eskom itself and in partner contractors. Oberholzer confirmed that load shedding will be with us for another year, with all that implies for the economy. He also noted that Eskom has spent some 7.7 billion rand on diesel in the last 6 months as it tried to keep the lights on. That's way above budget and implies another big bailout from Treasury down the line. And now we have clarity on the owners of Jagersfontein mine, whose tailings dam burst over the weekend, killing one person and causing devastation in the local area. A consortium partially owned by Johan Rupert's Rinet Investment sold Jagersfontein to Star Gems Holdings, an international diamond cutting and polishing company, just months before the dam burst. Fin24 reports that the Super Kolong Consortium acquired the Jagersfontein dumps from De Beers late in 2010 before selling them earlier this year to Star Gems. Jagersfontein Development says it's devastated by the breach and has made 20 million rand immediately available to affected people on the ground and the restoration of the town. Star Gems itself, headquartered in Dubai, says a pre-purchase survey showed the dam was safe. On the markets, another good day, the third in a row for the JSE, with both the All Share and the Top 40 up 1.6% to 69,772 and 63,111 respectively. Gains across the board, Amplats leading the way up 4.3%. In London, the FTSE was up 1.7%, and in New York, the Dow was up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up just over 1%, and the Nasdaq up 1.3%. Tokyo this morning up 0.1%, Hong Kong up 1/3, Sydney up just over 0.5%. The US dollar continues slightly easier ahead of today's release of the US inflation figures, 101 to the euro. That's not really helped the rand, 17.12 to the greenback. It's 17 rand 35 to the euro and 20.01 to sterling. Gold $1,720, platinum $903, Bitcoin just over $22,200, and Brent crude down slightly to just under $94 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.